becoming an artist activist.
There's so many things I could ask you, but I'll just stick to a kind of activist artists, where those two sit. And the history, because you said you've been engaged in the movement. Direct action, we spoke of, has been highly effective, and I think it is, although we're, you know, naturally very polite as English. But it's, you know, difficult sometimes to do that.
I mean, I guess I guess it was the early 80s, really, when I first identified as a disabled person. I'd had an impairment for years, experienced lots of discrimination, but I, as far as I'm aware, didn't know any other disabled people, and I certainly didn't have a political concept of it. Everything told me that the difficulties I was facing was because of a pain syndrome that I had. And then I went on a 2-hour disability equality session, and about 30 seconds in, everything changed. And I mean, there was a moment in my life, and nothing has ever been the same since. And somebody just separated impairment from disability, and I recognised everything that had happened to me for the previous 10 years. And overnight, I became an activist. And I became a disability equality trainer and worked directly with groups of people to really to look at that separation and to establish the idea that somebody's impairment is in this situation is a given. You're not going to have any significant influence on that unless you're their medical assistant. But actually, all of this stuff is socially created, and therefore it can be socially uncreated, and everybody has some role in doing that. So that's kind of the angle that I came from. And then direct action started to build up within the disabled people's movement. And we started blockading buses. So we'd kind of move out into the road, put our hands up, and stopping double-decker buses in the centre of London, and we'd get our handcuffs and we'd cuff ourselves to them, and we'd stay there for a number of hours, and it was incredibly televisual. We got masses of coverage because what we were presenting was an image that was just so polar, particularly then, from the image of disabled people, who really, we weren't much seen. I mean, there was no public transport, you couldn't get into taxis even, you couldn't get into buildings. I come from Bristol. Disabled people couldn't get organised because there was not a single public building we could even meet in. And it was just, it was dire beyond anything. And I have to remind myself how far we've come. And I went to university and I got kicked out for being crippled. And they could do that then. And there was no comeback. And they'd have to be much more canny to achieve something like that now. But then they could be completely blatant about it. So we've made enormous progress because technically and legally we couldn't do that sort of thing now. But I think where the direct action comes in is it's done two things. One is it's done something very theatrical, to draw attention to what's happening. And particularly in the transport actions, it was so direct. You know, we were blockading inaccessible transport to campaign for accessible transport. It was a very simple picture for people to get hold of. So I think it got a message across that was brand new. But I think there were also spokespeople at that time who were trying to get across this idea of this social model. And they were just thought to be so militant and radical that they couldn't be heard in a mainstream context. Then those of us who went out onto the street took the flak. We suddenly became the militants and the radicals, and suddenly these guys seemed quite reasonable. So now we actually have a few people in there. House of Lords, better and worse, but you know, who are actually able to speak direct into government policy because the people on the streets made them hearable. So that's my background and involvement in that, and I guess I come from a kind of creative background and a creative family, and for me it seemed a natural meshing of the two. Remember, I said I still very much think of direct action as much of a performance as this, and any number of the things that are happening in Spill. That said, within the disabled people's movement, there's a very strong divide between the academics who have sold out, the artists who were kind of the bourgeoisie, and just away with the fairies, and the activists are there on the ground doing the real thing. And I move between the three repeatedly over the years, and personally think you can't make progress without drawing on all three, because you really basically the academics get the evidence. The activists go out on the streets and push it forward, and the artists have a creative approach that communicates effectively. So I think we're completely bound, and there are still strong elements within the core disabled people's movement that will completely misunderstand what I'm doing here. And then there are other people who are very excited because they feel they've got a voice that they've not had before.